wasting my time. Up90Studios.com.
Tips and cheats. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. So before I begin, I want to quickly mention something that happened behind the scenes. As you may have noticed, the website upper90studios.com wasn't working for a few days. I haven't had a chance to reply to the hundreds of messages and all the emails from all you guys, and that's because I'm working hard to make sure everything's in proper working order behind the scenes. Hundreds of pages and posts are still turned off on the website, and I have to go through every single one of them, and that could take weeks. I see your messages, and I want to get to them as soon as I can, so thank you for your support. Thanks for the patience. So let's get right into it with the Game Week 11 review. 58 points. Last week, I dropped Otamendi for Chilwell. Otamendi wasn't safe from rotation, so I wanted a nailed-on starter at the back because I didn't have proper cover for defenders on my bench. Chilwell scored 6 points. He earned a clean sheet and hit the post with a great effort late in the game. Of course, I moved for Chilwell as a differential on the same week that Soyuncu scored. But it's a trap to focus on the negatives, because there were so many positives. I sold Otamendi 1 point for Chilwell, who kept a clean sheet and he came within inches of scoring double-digit points. So I'm excited to have an attack-minded Leicester defender for their run of games around game week 13. That's how I'm able to continue taking calculated risks without fear of them backfiring, which they could pretty well do after the transfers that you're going to hear this week. Alexander-Arnold, 7 points. He's been unlucky not to score more points this season. He's creating all these chances. There might not be a defender with a higher point ceiling than Alexander-Arnold, except for John Lundstrom. 21 points, top scoring defender in the game, and it's not even close. He's about 15 points ahead of the pack. He started as a 4 million pound defender, and now he has more points than Salah, Sterling, Aubameyang, and Kane. The question is not whether to own him, it's whether it's too risky to bench him. Last week, my midfielder scored 40 points. The same players this week, with better fixtures, combined for 7 points. So we can't count on the team core to deliver a strong baseline score. Mount in particular played pretty well, and I thought he was unlucky not to score with an incredible shot that hit the bar. Ben Foster just got a fingertip to it. So Mount did pick up a knock in the Champions League. I'll show you my thoughts on him later in the video. Tammy Abraham, 12 points. He was brilliant at again with a goal, assist, and maximum bonus points. And that leaves Wilson and Pukki. I gave them one last opportunity to earn their place in my team, and they failed miserably. Both were completely starved of chances and nowhere near scoring. I don't think Norwich had a single shot on target. For fantasy, I'd rather invest on players who miss chances to score than players who never have those chances in the first place. So what's the plan for game week 12? The goal is to swap out the forwards, Wilson and Pukki. And that's plan A. Transfers out, Salah, Wilson, Pukki. Transfers in, Madison, Vardy, Jimenez. Last week I had 2 forwards in mind, Vardy and Connolly. I also had a deal with Otamendi. So Jamie Vardy, 6 points. He was away at Crystal Palace game week 11, which was red, according to our fixture cheat sheet. He ended up scoring in the 88th minute. Crystal Palace made attacking substitutions with Benteke and Max Meyer to try to get something from the game and made them more vulnerable at the back, and Vardy punished them. I also didn't want to move for a Brighton forward because their fixtures turned for the worse after game week 11. Brighton attackers had scoring potential against Norwich, and they played well, but they blanked. So now I'm moving in a different direction with Jimenez instead of Connolly. Now, in order to bring in Vardy, I have to free up funds by selling a premium midfielder, and that's Mo Salah. He was quiet against Aston Villa and subbed off at 64 minutes. I don't know if that was because of his ankle problem. He started the midweek Champions League game, but failed to score. Liverpool attackers now have a difficult run in their next 4 games. I also consider selling Sterling, who's on 4 yellow cards, one away from a one-match ban. Every factor counts, but it's also possible he could be at his best behavior knowing he could be banned. I've seen it before with Diego Costa a few seasons ago. Of course, now that I'm saying this, watch what happens. But Diego Costa, he kept scoring all these goals without ever receiving that ban. That's not to say Sterling is going to score against Liverpool or that he won't get booked. Liverpool versus City is a difficult game to predict, and Sterling doesn't have the best record against his old club. I believe he has 3 returns in 10 games against Liverpool. If Sterling avoids a yellow, he has a favorable fixture game week 13 at home against Chelsea's defense that conceded 4 goals midweek in the Champions League. So in for Salah is James Maddison, 9 points. He created 8 chances against Crystal Palace, the most by a player in the Premier League away game this season. Yes, Madison can sometimes play from a deeper position, but it fits perfectly with the way Leicester attack. Madison's always looking for that defense-splitting pass to Vardy from these key zones in the midfield. He's also a threat from set pieces, and if Soyuncu scores again, it better be from Madison's corner. So what about Mason Mount? Mount rolled his ankle in the Champions League on Tuesday, and he's a doubt for Game Week 12. I believe he's going to go in for a scan. We should have more information on Thursday, because that's when the England squad is going to be released. Since I bought Mount at 6.1 million, his current price is 6.9 million. I'm actually leaning toward keeping him and using him in a rotation system. Those who bought him closer to his current price and don't have great bench cover, they can consider these three possible replacements in the same price range. Assuming everyone is fit, I still prefer Mount over these three players. In my case, I may turn to a different position, another defender, which helps increase the team depth while bringing in a player I trust in the long run. These transfers, they may not pay off straight away, so I have to be realistic. This would be Plan B, which I'm going to reveal on the Game Week 12 blog post at upper90studios.com. See the link in the description. So the worst feeling in FPL is to lose the trust in the players. I'm taking big risks to jumpstart the season with all new forwards and the shakeup in the squad. So that's going to be a wrap for today. Stay tuned for my next video. This is a new song I'm working on. Should be ready during the international break. If you like my music, all my songs are free to download on the website. See the link in the description. Be sure to follow at Upper 90 Studios on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, where you get an inside scoop before YouTube. And if you're brand new to the channel, be sure to like and subscribe and turn on your post notifications, because this season is going to be incredible. Don't forget to subscribe to our email list and get your free fixture difficulty cheat sheet. Click the fantasy tab at upper90studios.com. If you're on a computer, it's at the top right of the page. If you're on the phone, it's at the bottom. Thanks for watching. See you soon.